The Credit Show podcast with Harry Jacobs starts now.
So if you find yourself struggling to pay off multiple debts simultaneously, you might be thinking to yourself, you know, I really want to look for debt consolidation, maybe a viable solution. But before diving into the process, I want to provide you with some detail which will hopefully allow you to understand the intricacies involved in this and how it can potentially impact your credit score. So there's a couple things to consider. And I've gone on and on about this in past episodes, but it's really important that you don't get misled on this journey. It's easy to get overwhelmed with information that's out there. And listen, a lot of times these debt settlement companies have an incredible hustle on the phone. So first of all, debt consolidation is basically a debt management strategy that involves taking everything that you owe. It's exactly what it sounds like, taking everything you owe, putting it into a bucket, you know, single loan with one monthly payment. That's the easiest way to unpack this concept of debt consolidation. So multiple credit cards, you know, and other unsecured type loans. Debt consolidation, by the way, doesn't, you know, erase your debt automatically, but it provides you with an effective tool to pay things off more efficiently. You know, your creditors are all being paid because the debt consolidation loan pays each of them, and then you owe the debt consolidation company. They own your debt at this point, and then you work to pay that off. But instead of making multiple payments a month to various lenders, you're now just doing one. So for a lot of people, it's easy, and you're not stressed about making multiple payments. Second, it can make, you know, one repayment more affordable by reducing cumulative interest that's paid over the life of the loan, depending upon where you are interest-wise with that loan. So by consolidating multiple balances into a new loan, you may end up with, you know, overall lower interest rate, and you can reduce the amount of money paid. It's possible, but not always the case. It's generally not thought to be one of the benefits of it. So they in general will come with lower interest payments than or interest charges rather than credit cards. You know, credit cards are at 20%, but now with where interest rates are, the debt consolidation loans are in the 20% range too. But it's the convenience, I suppose, of just putting everything together. If you're going to pay all that interest, as long as it's apples on apples, just put it in one loan so you're not screwing around with multiple payments. It may be less stressful. There are a few types of debt consolidation methods, right? There's the actual debt consolidation loan. You go to one of these companies that allows you to borrow a chunk of money, whatever you need, 10, 20 grand, whatever. They go and they pay off your creditors, and then you pay them. Debt consolidation loans are unsecured, meaning you don't need to offer collateral, but to secure the best interest rates and terms, you generally do have to have a good credit score. And by definition, if you're at your limits on revolving debt, you're not going to have a great credit score. You're going to be in the 600s. If you were even someone with 800 credit and you're all maxed out, you're going to be in the 600s. That's just the way that math works. The other way you can do it is through a home equity loan if you're someone that still has one of those. It's difficult to get those now, but if you've got equity in your home, you can always, you know, you can always do that to consolidate everything, pay them off, and just pay your HELOC off. There's obviously more risk to the borrower than the standard debt consolidation plan because your home is used as collateral, and, you know, you could end up in trouble that way. And then the other one is the 401k loan. I hear often from people that say, well, I'm going to borrow from my 401k and get rid of this or get out of this issue or whatever it is. They don't require a credit check. It takes a little bit of time. You're obviously dipping into your retirement savings, and that can be risky. And you may miss out on, you know, interest gains, you know, through your 401k. And I don't love this. My attorney buddy Jamie Cogburn always says, why borrow from tomorrow to pay for yesterday? So find another way to do it. And then the debt settlement. Let's talk about this for a minute. This is a horse of a different color, and these companies drive me crazy. They're out there. They'll charge you 15 to 25% of what you owe to settle your debts. I recently looked at a file where we had a client that enrolled in one of those programs in you know, it was ultimately, by the way, it's one of the top three companies that's out there. I don't want to give their name, but her total savings on $18,000 worth of debt was $500. We looked at everything. This is right from their dashboard. We did all the math, built a spreadsheet. I said that correctly, $500. These are companies that will scam you in a couple different ways. First of all, they'll convince you that your credit will be okay when it's over. And that's factually inaccurate. It's not going to be good again. You're not going to have great credit when your debt settlement's over. That's wrong because, by definition, when you do a debt settlement program, you need to let your accounts go and they charge off, leading to negative credit. Number two, they won't begin to make payments on accounts until you have a certain amount of money accumulated, and that costs you money. So as an example, they charge you based on the total amounts you owe. So if you spend 2 years in the program paying towards a program every month or a certain card, your fees and interests on that card continue to add up, which means the debt settlement company can charge you more. That's where they get you. The example I gave above, that woman saved less than $500. She went into the program in 19. It's disgusting to me. It's egregious. She spent almost as much money in fees to the debt settlement company as she did paying the debts off.
You've been listening to the Credit Show podcast with Harry Jacobs. If you need assistance with your credit, text CREDIT to 702-778-2000.